If you are a dog lover, now is the time for you to get out and celebrate time with your pooch. We have a Wash and Wag fundraiser. This is an annual event that we have. It's a family-friendly event. It's very fun. Come out to Tourist Park on Saturday, the 22nd, from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And if you have a messy, stinky, hairy, skunk-sprayed dog, we will wash them for you.
Wow, that's pretty heavy duty there, if you're even including that in there.
We will. But, we do. We have the skunk off and everything. We do nail trims, ear cleans, and microchips.
Mm-hmm,
We have Happy Dog Grooming Salon and Takamo Dog Training there to help us out, as well as Northern Veterinary Associates. And those microchips are super important. If you don't have a microchip on your pet, you know, even the best dog at some times can wander off and get lost. And this is the quickest and easiest way to get them home safely.
I was going to ask you about that. Do you find people using the microchips in their pets much more?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we actually, a while back, we received a grant where we could donate microchip readers to all of the local vets and police units. And so it's a really quick process. If you have a microchip on your pet and you're keeping that up to date, that is a quick process to get them back home. If you don't have a microchip, it takes a little bit longer, and they might have to spend a night or two at what some refer to as doggy jail. But I assure you, we take care of them very well, and it's nothing like jail.
This is a fundraiser, again, this Saturday from 11 to 3 at Tourist Park in Marquette. What are you raising funds for?
We are raising funds for the care of the animals. So all of the dogs that and cats that you love so much, we are taking care of them on a daily basis and trying to help them find their second chance at a forever home.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Saturday, this is one of our fun events of the year where we just take all of the dogs, and every dog that comes to us is getting a free bandana to look their best for the 4th of July.
I like that.
And the first 50 dogs are actually getting a free goodie bag from Select Realty. So that's
very
really
nice.
Too.
Now, the fundraiser works because UPAWS doesn't get any external funding. You don't get any government funding or state support or anything like that.
No. So you see us having fundraisers quite often in the community because we rely solely on the help of our friends and neighbors. Our community support is how we're able to do what we do. And without it, we won't be able to.
Some of the other things you've got going on, I know you've got a logo contest that is just about to wrap up. What's that for?
Yeah, we do. Like I said, now's the time for the dog lovers to unite. We have a dog park under construction, a fenced-in year-round 2-acre dog park for your animals to play safely. And we're asking the community to take ownership on it. This is your park. It's for you. We have a logo competition ending tomorrow, so you could create our image. And all you have to do is submit your logo to dogpark@upaws.org, and you will be entered to win the competition. We'll pull back out to the community so they can choose the top logo.
Now, this is for a dog park at the new facility, correct?
Correct.
If people aren't familiar with where you are, how do they find it? If they want to come out and see some of the animals, maybe just check out the updated and upgraded and brand new facilities, how do they find you?
You can check us out on www.upaws.org. or else our Facebook page, and we're updating that pretty regularly, so you'll see lots of updates. And take a stop out. We're right by the Marquette County Fairgrounds. If you haven't gotten to see our new facility, it's very impressive what our community was able to do for homeless pets. And not just that, just our increased outreach programs for kids and animals.
Amber, you were telling us a little bit that you've got all kinds of projects, all kinds of things are going on, getting things sort of finished up with some things and getting things done. Busy times at UPAWS.
It's very busy. Along with the care that we give the animals in our community and also transfers from high kill shelters and other areas when we're able to save them. We have all of our phase two construction projects. So we have a pole barn going up.
Right.
We have the memorial garden going in. We are anxiously waiting for that dog park to open, and it's coming very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these projects have a short window of construction time frame. So we're working hard to get those open up. Along with our regular fundraisers that we have.
Sure.
We do have our rummage sale happening this weekend, too, right in the old Century 21 building behind Jasmine Restaurant on US 41. So if you don't have a dog and you can't visit us at Wash and Wag, you can certainly help us out by checking out an awesome rummage sale.
When is that going on?
That is Friday through Sunday.
Oh, okay.
9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And that's all benefiting UPAWS again.
Yep.
And this goes into the support, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the things, everything from food and, you know, blankets and carriers and things that you need in the day-to-day operations, right?
Yeah. We want our community to know how grateful we are, but also that we can't do it without you.
Right.
So we rely on the funds from our friends and neighbors. We don't get any government assistance or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So everything that you see us doing, it's all because of you.
Big fundraiser this weekend. As you mentioned, if you've got a dog, maybe you need a dog that or a dog needs to get cleaned up a little bit. You've got an opportunity for folks. What's happening?
We have our Wash and Wag fundraiser at Tourist Park on Saturday, the 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So like I said before, if you've got a little bit of a stinky pooch or a dog that just needs to look their best for the 4th of July coming up, come and visit us. We've got nail trims, ear cleans, microchips. And we will also have a lemonade stand. We have some kids in the community who wanted to help you pause.
Cool.
And they will be setting up a lemonade stand, which is a new program that we have for the younger kids that want to come and help out.
So absolutely.
Very family-friendly event.
If people can't make it to this or they want to find out more about the rummage sale and maybe take a look at some of the animals that you have at the shelter, how do they do that?
Check out our Facebook page and also our website, www.upause.org.